98.3 WVLP LP Valparaiso.
I serve a society by rocking. I'm out there on the front lines liberating people with my music. Rocking ain't no walk in the park, lady.
Don't tell me what time it is now. Don't tell me what time it is now. I know what time it is now. I know what time it is now. It's showtime! Showtime! Showtime!
Here we go!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Outside the Dial. Outside the Dial is a program that plays all the underground and all the other stuff you don't hear on the corporate side of the dial. I am your guide to the outside, Pitch Shifter, and tonight on the program, Hirsch is back with me, so I cannot talk any trash about him like I did last week. Before we get to all the rock and roll and music news at the quarter after the hour, 15 minutes after the hour, we'll have some music news as well. I just want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Mark Picciarilli.
Thank you, my good man.
For his continued support of this radio show. And if you'd like to support this show or any show that is on WVLP for that matter, you can do so by calling 476-9000. That is 476-9000. Visit the website at www.wvlp.org. All the information on how to become a member and or sponsor is listed on the website. Now, send Hirsch and I an email. Send it to outsidedial@yahoo.com. That's outsidedial@yahoo.com. If you are in a band, you want to get your stuff heard on the show, send it to Hirsch and I at outsidedial@yahoo.com. Outside Dial is all one word. Visit us on the MySpace page. Become our friend on MySpace at myspace.com/outsidethedialradio. And shows are being replayed on Live 365. Just go to Live365.com. Search Outside Dial, where it says find stations that play, and we're the first station that comes up. We have about 3 weeks worth of shows on there and a whole bunch of other music that we cannot fit in the one-hour show on Saturday nights on WVLP. At the bottom of the hour, when the big hand is down, that's when we get down as well. And Hirsch is picking the track for when the big hand is down.
Yeah, we're going to go with a little Flostradamus with some big bills.
And Hirsch, you brought a whole bunch of other music too. What else? What bands did you bring for us this evening?
I brought some Streetlight Manifesto, some Say Hi to Your Mom, a little Interiors. Yeah, I think that's about it. You know, that'll round out the craziness.
And on the show, we got some Brian Jonestown Massacre, the Surf Punks, Sex Pistols. We'll do some Primal Scream. But to rock and roll the show on Saturday night, this evening we will get rolling with Beck, some Strange Apparitions. And that one has kind of like a Stones feel to it, I think.
A little bit.
All right, Strange Apparitions from Beck and Outside Dial with Hirsch, Cutlass, and Pitch Shifter.
In my pockets, and the
fun. It's the most high saying the chaos. Anything should make you happy. Nothing.
Strange apparition on Outside the Dial this evening. I am your guide to the outside, Pitch Shifter, and Hirsch Cutlass is back with me this evening. He missed last week, but he is back to rock and roll again this Saturday night.
Yeah, there were some weather issues, I think, last week that hindered my appearance.
Well, it's good to have you back, and because I had to do the news myself last week, and you know, I was a little... I'm like, man, said Hirsch needs to be here to do this. You know, I got to carry the show this week, and I'm not used to doing that.
Yeah, I haven't heard the show from last week, so I'll have to critique your news.
It's newsworthiness. If you want to hear the show, just go to Live 365, and you can hear the show there.
Yeah, I need to do that.
All right.
Nice. I need to do that.
Nice. There are some shows that were going on sale this week. Brian Jonestown Massacre was one that went on sale today. Primal Scream went on sale last week, so we'll do some Primal Scream a little bit later. I was trying to fit them in last week, but I ran out of time. I was going to fit some Cheap Trick in last time, and I ran out of time as well. But you brought some new music, so we'll start with some new music that you brought this week.
Yeah, they're not like touring right now, I don't believe, but this is a Streetlight Manifesto with the song That'll Be the Day. They're a little different, I guess.
Like a good different, like, eh, it's different.
Yeah, I think so. I think they may have to grow on you. They're just different, so they're not anything you're going to hear anywhere else, I don't think.
So we will play them over and over and over again until it grows on you.
That's right. We'll assimilate. We'll assimilate some people with these guys.
What's the name of it? That'll Be the Day, right?
That'll Be the Day. Not all the right. Buddy Holly song. But.
So it's not to be confused with Buddy Holly, right?
No, you won't confuse it with Buddy Holly. Trust me.
So there won't be any arguments that, hey, there's a Buddy Holly cover.
Yeah. I don't think so.
All right, we'll give it a listen. Yeah. That'll Be the Day from Streetlight Manifesto on Outside the Dial.
Like a bullet through a glass. Stop hurting. One, two, three, four.
This week in rock and roll birthdays, not a whole lot happening this week in rock and roll birthdays. Just like last week wasn't a whole lot, but Paul Stanley of Kiss turns 57. Malcolm McLaren, the ex-manager for the Sex Pistols, he is 62. Steve Perry, 59.
Oh, Sherry.
And Robin Zander, 55. I just saw Cheap Trick last month, December 10th at the Vic, and he looks the same. Robin Zander looks the same.
I didn't know you saw them.
Yeah.
You didn't invite me to go.
I thought I asked you to go when
no.
you
were doing...
No, I didn't.
No, I've never seen them, and I'd like to see them.
Ah, I could have sworn I asked you.
No.
I apologize, Hurst. Next time they come around, we'll go see them.
Who did you go with?
It was Nicholas.
The Gurk?
Yeah, the Gurk. Gurkenstein.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't want to go.
All you got to hear is Beatles references all night. You know. But last week...
They should cover Octopus's Garden.
Last week on the show, I did a news story because somebody wasn't here due to the weather, about Cheap Trick taking up a residency in Vegas. They were going to do Sgt. Pepper's. They were going to perform that live, and it was one, I forgot the name of the casino that was trying to get them. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but 2009 might be.
I've got connections out there, you know.
Nice. Well, let's use our connections.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, as soon as it gets confirmed, we'll announce it on the show, and you and I will head out there to personally review the Sgt. Pepper show from Cheap Trick.
That would be awesome.
That would be. That would be all right. And speaking of awesome, Hirsch, you have some music news.
Yeah, the news isn't that awesome, but...
What are you talking about?
Well, we got Pavement.
That's awesome.
You think that's awesome?
I think that's awesome.
I think it's overrated.
Of course you do.
So 90s indie favorites, Pavement, might be getting back together again.
Nice.
So, yeah, former Pavement guitarist Scott Canberg told music tabloid Loud and Quiet that everything is fine now with the band. They're basically talking about maybe, you know, there's rumor that we're going to go see Pavement at Coachella in April 17th.
17th, yeah.
Yeah, to the 19th.
17th and 19th, yeah.
But they're not really sure. That might be a little too soon. But basically, you know, Canberg said, you know, 2009 would be our 20th anniversary. So it might be a good time to do it, but he thinks that, you know, it might be too soon, and they might have to push it back a little bit later. So,
well, at least it's in. They're just talking about it. So
yeah, it appears they're looking for a little bit more money. To
of
do
course,
this.
Of
so
course,
it's all about the money, I guess, and not about the art.
Yeah,
again.
But I think their last show, Brixton Academy.
Yes, Brixton Academy in '99.
That was the tour of their Terror Twilight was their last album. That's what they were touring on. And their singer, Stephen Malkinus? I can never remember his last name.
Don't know.
But during their Coachella appearance on that tour, he announced after that show to the band, he just said, I don't want to do this anymore. So that was pretty much that was that.
I'm done, dude. All right. Shall I move on?
You should move on. Yes,
okay, we're
I'm
done
talking about Pavement. Maybe we'll play some Pavement if we could dig some up.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a great
Pavement and Bauhaus. Hirsch's favorite.
My two favorite bands. Might as well throw in what's that other band that I don't like that you love? Anyway. Oh,
John Spencer Blues Explosion.
No, I like John Spencer.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of the band though right now. But anyway. Eddie Vedder and David Grohl are going to do a Nick Drake tribute album. Now, I didn't know that Nick Drake had such a following.
Yeah, I think it's more of like a folk kind of, you know, maybe it's more like an influence following than like more of a audience following, I suppose.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, as the news says, you know, Eddie Vedder, David Grohl, Norah Jones, and Jack Johnson are among the acts that are confirmed for a Nick Drake tribute album, nice. Which will be released on Jack Johnson's Brushfire Records. So there you have it. You know, fans are like the, you know, I'm sorry. The
just take your time. It's an hour show.
David Shuhoff, whose company controls Drake's rights, says that, you know, fans are willing to pay for this kind of product. you know, so be it.
Might as well pull it out. It sounds like it's almost... Remember when the Shine On box set came out for Pink Floyd?
Yes.
And, you know, Columbia put it out. But I think if you have the Columbia release of that, hold on to it because it's worth some money, because Columbia only issued it for 1 year. Then somebody else issued it after that. So if you have the Columbia release of the Shine On box set, it's a first-time pressing, and they didn't make any more. So if you have anything that was after that, you know, it's not the Columbia one. And it's,
but now, wasn't Pink Floyd, didn't they release their albums? Not, it wasn't like Columbia. They were normally with, like, EMI or something.
EMI,
right?
Yeah. They were EMI.
Yeah, that was kind of strange, too.
Well, there was a big uproar when the Shine On box set came out because, you know, all these Pink Floyd fans wanted, you know, some rarity, some B-sides, you know, demo tracks. And the only thing that came out with Shine On was the singles disc and remastered albums. And it came with a nice book and postcards and stuff like that. But then Great Dane Records put out Total Eclipse.
Yeah, and that had everything.
Yeah, that had everything.
That was like jewel right there.
So that was, in fact, were you with me at that record show that we saw the box set?
No.
I was at a record show, I think it's probably the one in Hillside, and I saw the Total Eclipse box set because I remember I bought mine like years ago. It had to have been like 95 I bought mine right when it came out. I paid like $100 for the thing, and I saw it again, but it was in a different packaging. It was in almost like those, the way how the Disney videos come in with that big kind of bulky packaging. And so I asked the guy, I said, hey, I have this, but what, it's not in the same packaging. He goes, oh, that's the first release. You want to sell it? And I'm like, no, I don't want to sell it.
Nice.
So, I'm sorry, I'm getting off subject. We got one more story, which we're kind of talking about this last time you were on the show.
Yeah. This is Radiohead and Neutral Milk Hotel help vinyl sales almost double in 2008.
You go, so vinyl's making a comeback. What's old, what was old is new again.
Yeah, so I guess part of the leap can be attributed to Capitol Records' decision to reissue many of their famous albums on vinyl, such as Abbey Road by the Beatles, which was the second highest selling vinyl album. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon ranked 7th. Radiohead's OK Computer rounded out the top 10. They're also Radiohead's In Rainbows, which started as a free download, was 2008's biggest vinyl seller.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, vinyl's on its way back.
That's right.
But yeah, other things that popped up were like Neutral Milk Hotel's 1998 classic, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, came in 6th. Just ahead of Dark Side and Fleet Foxes and the new Metallica, Death Magnetic.
Mm-hmm. Which, I'm going to see Metallica on Monday night.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carl wanted to go, and so, you know, so.
And here, oh, and here's another one of note, is that the new B-52's album, Funplex, was number 4 on the list. And which, I think, that one new song off there that I've heard is really good.
And
like the B-52's.
And I remember, during the week, it was this week, wasn't it, where you sent me that new record player that
out. The $64,000
yeah
record
we should
player.
Put a link on the MySpace page to that. Yeah, it was $64,000.
Yeah, $64,000 put to play your LPs at 4 different you can use 4 different cartridges, you know, it's got 4 different arms on it, so you can use 4 different cartridges, you know, if you're the audiophile that has enough money to do that.
But the one armed version was like what, 27,000,
something crazy. Yeah.
And then didn't, like, the technician comes out to your house and spends like a half a day to set it up,
calibrate it.
Mm-hmm. and all that. So yes. If you know, if you got a little extra money laying around after you contribute to Outside of Dial and WVLP, you could buy yourself a new
we could probably use one here.
We could
I think the music would sound a lot better.
It definitely would get a lot better sound coming out of here. So, Hirsch, thank you for the music news, and as always, you know, it's great that I didn't have to do it, and you could do it, so take a little pressure off me.
Yeah, I don't think I did a very good job, but...
He did just fine. And since it was Malcolm McLaren's 62nd birthday this past week, we'll do some Sex Pistols, so I'm just talking about EMI, we'll do some EMI, and this is the Sex Pistols' angst about how they despised the record label EMI. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
And then coming at the bottom of the hour, you got your bottom of the hour track, When Big Hand Is Down. That's when we get down as well. And Hirsch brought in a very danceable track on that one, too.
Yes.
All right, so Sex Pistols, EMI, on Outside the Dial with Pitch Shifter and Hirsch Cutlass on WVLP.
should we have died? We are an addition. We are ruled by none. And we were all just money making. You do not believe we're for real, or you will lose your cheap appeal. Why don't you judge a book just by the cover, unless you cover just another? And blind acceptance is a sign of stupid fools who stand in line. Like EMI, unlimited edition with an unlimited supply. That was the only reason we all had to say goodbye. Unlimited supply, and there is no reason why. The river's all a frame. They only did it 'cause of fame. And I do not need the pressure. I can stand those useless fools. Unlimited supply. How am I?
Sex Pistols, EMI on Outside the Dial with Pitch Shifter and Hirsch Cutlass. I'm looking at my watch. The big hand is down. Now it is time to get down as well. And Hirsch has made the selection this week. Hirsch, what do we got?
We've got Chicago's very own Flostradamus with a little Big Bills.
Now everybody get up and dance. I didn't know they were from Chicago.
Yeah, he rocks out.
I'm not afraid to die. this world looking pretty decent. I'm having the all-time session. I think I was pretty close to
Marie today.
Into the cops came.
Okay, shine serving too heavy, so I grabbed my skate by this unreal mini jump ramp, completely shredding it or tearing it up and stuff.
Into the cops came.
Oh man, this is getting really late, so I head for school. I gotta be safe there, something, right? You know, I gotta be a good boy for the school for once, you know?
And then the cops came.
And then they came.
And you guys, just bail.
And then they came.
Look, I just wanna catch a couple of harmless waves.
And then they came.
Oh, skating's illegal now or something, right?
And then they
okay, new day, clean slate, no problem. I'll just stay home, kick back, and crank up some Zeppelin. I'm right in the middle of the it's part of the immigration song, you know, and I got it cranked up really loud.
And then the cops came.
Okay, I got my skate back. I'm in Hollywood, putting some red air off this camel duck. It's one where his friends will still sit mine.
And the cops came.
I spot the only thing that can take my mind off this totally sketchy day. This fully buffed out chick, a total goddess.
And then the cops came.
My friend's having frothing teenage party 2 hours away. After raging with the cruel, all I gotta do is walk home and fall in the bed.
Into the cops came.
Oh. And then they came.
You don't like Zeppelin?
And then they came.
Oh, did I hear a $1 million Rolls Royce or something?
And then they came.
Hey, she told me she was almost 18.
And then they
came. I'm not even safe in my own home!
Uh-oh, somebody's at the door.
Okay, empty out your pockets.
Wow, I don't know how someone's stopping there.
Hey, this is no joke.
Why are you trying to bail? What's the big deal?
Get your hands up. Up against the wall, buddy.
The Surf Punks, and then the cops came. It's just like another Friday night at the Hirsch Cutlass residence.
Mansion.
At the Hirsch Cutlass mansion. The McMansion.
Yes.
And before the Surf Punks and the cops came, it was Flostradamus?
Flostradamus. Flostradamus.
Flostradamus. And they were paying bills, big bills, paying big bills.
Big bills, yeah. You like that little 70s kind of roller skating kind of sound to it?
Yeah, it had a nice, you know, it had a nice little groove to it. You know, like, yeah. It's kind of...
All skate.
Just kind of had that, you know, just that head bopping, you know, just... Boom, boom.
Yeah. I thought I liked it, you know.
All right, Hirsch, you're doing very good with the music selections this evening. So what else do you have?
I picked this one up. This is brand new to me, the Interiors. They're out of the UK. They're kind of a garagey, kind of just a hardcore sound, I think. I just found them on a blog, and I thought, wow, these guys are really good. So nice. This is what you get, the Interiors with My Little Pony, which is a real quick song, actually. You blink and you'll miss it.
Oh, it's only, it's only like 2 minutes or something like that when we're doing the track track listings. But you know how we like our, you know, the garage sound here on Outside the Dial.
Yeah, that's absolutely. It's a valid valid genre, I think.
That's right. Oh, and before we get into the Interiors, send Hirsch and I an email. Send it to outsideofdial@yahoo.com. That's outsideofdial@yahoo.com. Outside the Dial is all one word. And now it's time for the Interiors.
Yes, the Interiors. My Little Pony.
And Outside the Dial.
We both got one.
flakes snow on. November was white and December was gray. But someday soon, when the spring brings the sun, I'll finally sleep, I'll finally feel better when the winter's gone. I feel better when the winter's gone. I feel better when the winter's gone. Oh. The house, my place is warm, all of the carpet out. Just gives me a breeze, rebirth of a life.
Outside the Dial on WVLP with Pitch Shifter and Hirsch Cutlass this evening. Oh, Hirsch, for some reason I'm having a problem talking this evening.
This is the second straight show that you've had trouble around me.
I know. Like last week it was, you know, kind of relaxed and I just kind of did my thing and I don't know, I think I'm just trying to impress you too much.
I think what it is you know, you like working by yourself.
No,
I
no.
I cramp your style.
No, not at all.
You know, I won't come back.
No, not at all. I like having you on the show. You know, you know a lot about music, and you brought some fantastic tunes. What were those last ones that we heard?
What was that? There was, The Interiors, right? That
the
was
Interiors.
My Little Pony. Right. That was your favorite toy as a kid, right? And then... And then I can't remember what came after that. What was that?
Say Hi to Your Mom?
That's right. Say Hi to Your Mom. Actually, it's their brand new song. They're just coming out with a new album. It's called like November Was White and December Is Gray or something like that. So it's kind of a wintry song, actually.
Yeah,
so it kind of fits in with what we're dealing with here.
That's true. The weather.
The weather. What are you trying to say?
I'm not
dedicated to this show.
You are dedicated to the show, and I appreciate all your efforts.
Maybe you should have somebody else on.
No, I don't want anybody else on. You know, everybody.
Did you hear that? He doesn't want anybody else on.
Because everybody else we tried, you know, they're on for a couple of shows, and then I don't know. Maybe we're just too difficult to work with. Maybe we, as a collective group, are too difficult to work with.
Well, yeah, it's probably hard to. I know I felt bad for Wolf Early and Wolf Holiday.
Yeah,
they really had trouble with us.
They did. Like I think. I don't know. I think we intimidated him.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah. And then Girk was only on for one show, and then that was it. But he's getting married this year, so he's got other things.
Yeah, he's got other issues going on.
So, all right. I forgot what we're doing. Oh, Brian Jonestown
Massacre.
Yeah,
we're going to do Brian Jonestown.
Tickets for their show went on sale this morning, or this afternoon, maybe noon, I think it was, and I didn't get them yet.
Who's in that band now? How many?
They went through like 60 members already, because now the singer of that group, Man, I could never remember that guy's name. And this is why we need some interns on the show to, you know, do our research for us. And not that we're lazy. We just, you know.
We're just lazy.
Yeah, we're just lazy. And They went through like 60 members already because that guy is difficult to work with. They have like fights on stage, and you know it's I guess it's never really interesting to see a band melt down on stage, but you know.
I mean, I would like to see Oasis melt down at one time.
Yeah, that's a band that has some internal strife too, but they seem to, you know,
they worked it out, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's probably for some money. You know,
yeah.
You know, I guess if somebody started waving money in front of me, you know, whatever differences I had, I'd put them aside and keep on.
Yeah, you probably don't have to wave money in front of you either.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I, you know, I'm not that materialistic. And, well, one band that is not fazed by money is Pink Floyd. They waved $250 million in front of them. Sony Music did for them to tour, and they said, nope, not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, but now with Richard gone, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's can we not talk about that?
Yeah, we're just going to get ourselves upset. And well, maybe tomorrow will be a better day. It's a song from Brian Jonestown Massacre. Maybe tomorrow that's what we're going to do.
All right. Let's do it.
Thanks, Hirsch, for, you know, covering me. I appreciate it.
I'm a big fan of these guys, actually.
All right. Well, let's go to the show.
Well, I'd love to. When is it?
You know what? I really should do some more research before I start.
I saw it in the Reader, and I don't remember either.
Another show that's coming. You were just talking about that. You said the news on, I think it was your first time on for this year, when you said the Dead might tour, and they are touring, and then we got a Chicago show, which is going to be like in March.
Oh, okay.
Allstate Arena.
There's another group I want to see that's actually touring right now, but I can't say their name on the air. I'll have to tell you about it off the air.
Nice. Interesting. Very interesting. Brian Jonestown Massacre, maybe tomorrow on Outside of Dial with Hirsch Cutlass.
And Pitch Shifter.
Thank you. Outside the Dial on WVLP. Brian Jonestown Massacre with Maybe Tomorrow. And maybe, Hirsch, we are running out of time. It's coming up to the top of the hour.
I know. Time flies.
I know. It goes fast. Yeah, it goes fast. So, since we only have about 2 minutes before we get out, and plus you have a song for the last part of the show, too, which actually it's a pretty good group.
Yeah, these guys, I think, are way underrated. North Mississippi All-Stars.
They're almost like a super group.
Almost. Yeah. But not quite.
Yeah, not quite. What was the one that we were doing?
Going down south.
But before we get to Going Down South, I just want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Mark Picciarilli.
For his
continued support of this radio show. And if you'd like to support this show or any show on WVLP, you can do so by calling 476-9000. That is 476-9000. Visit the website at www.wvlp.org. All the information on how to become a member is listed on the website. Remember, send Hirsch and I an email. Send it to outsidethedial@yahoo.com. That's outsidethedial@yahoo.com. Outside the Dial is all one word. Become our friend on MySpace. MySpace.com/OutsideTheDialRadio. And remember, shows are being replayed on Live 365. Let's go to Live365.com, search Outside the Dial. It's fine stations that play, and we are the first station that comes up. Hirsch, thank you for being back on the program and carrying this show once again. The show is never the same without you.
It's your pleasure.
As always, it is my pleasure. That'll do it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hirsch and I, we are going to get on out of here and maybe go get our tickets for the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah, we're going to go down south.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead in a scene with another man.
I'm